Late night emotional jungle rating masterclass without third-party plugins. Advanced. Ableton Live. Stock devices only. All right. Set the scene. It's 3 a.m. The room is dim, and you want jungle that hits hard but still feels like something. Not just break chaos. Not just pretty chords. A proper late-night roller with emotional weight. In this lesson, we're building a 2.5 to 3.5 minute sketch with a clear story. Intro, drop A, a mid-variation, drop B, and an outro that actually feels like an ending. You'll write one emotional chord or pad motif, one main break plus a supporting layer, and a bass system that's minimal but devastating, sub plus a controlled reese layer. Before we touch anything, here's the mindset that makes this genre work. Pick a mood anchor and do not lose it. One emotional detail that stays constant even when the drums get wild. It could be a two-note top voice that repeats, a specific chord color like a Maj 7 sharp 11, or a recurring pad rhythm. When everything else is chopped up, that anchor is what makes it feel late night instead of just jungle stuff happening. Let's set up the project. Set tempo to 172 BPM. Anywhere from 168 to 176 works, but 172 is a sweet spot. Make some groups so you can think like a producer, not like a messy scientist. Create. Drums for breaks, drums for tops, bass, music for chords and pads, and FX or Atmos. Now set up three return tracks. This is going to save you from stacking random reverbs later. Return A, short verb. Use Ableton Reverb. Decay around 1 second. Pre-delay 10 to 20 milliseconds. High pass it so it's not polluting the low end, somewhere around 250 to 400 HE. And roll off the top a little too, around 7 to 10k. Return B. Dub verb. Use hybrid reverb. Aim for a bigger space. Decay 2.5 to 4.5 seconds. Medium large size. High pass even harder like 300 to 600 HE. Add only subtle modulation. Late night, not trance. Return C. Dub delay. Use echo. Set timing to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 250, low pass around 6 to 9k, and add a tiny bit of wobble, 2 to 5%, just to make it feel like old hardware without turning it into a gimmick. On the master, keep it honest. Put utility for quick gain trims and a limiter just catching peaks, ceiling at minus 1. This is temporary. The goal is not to compose into a lie where everything sounds finished because you crushed it. Now we write the emotional harmonic bid. This is the nightlight. It has to loop for 16 to 32 bars without getting annoying, and it has to leave room for the breaks. Create a MIDI track called PAD and load Wavitable. For the pad, keep it soft. Oscillator 1. Sine or triangle. Oscillator 2. A muted saw, but very low, like minus 18 to minus 24 dB. At unison. 2 to 4 voices. Amount 10 to 25%. Filter it with a low pass 24. Set cutoff somewhere between 400 and 2K depending on brightness, and map that cutoff to a macro so you can automate it easily later. Envelope, attack 40 to 150 milliseconds so it blooms rather than clicks, and release 2 to 6 seconds so it trails into the room. Then add a subtle chorus ensemble. Keep it gentle. Amount 10 to 20%. Rate 0.2 to 0.6 HE. You want motion, not seasickness. EQ 8, high pass at 120 to 180 HE. If it's muddy, take a gentle dip around 250 to 450. This matters because that muddy band is exactly where your snare body wants to live. Now send the pad to dub verb and a touch of dub delay. This is where the late night comes from, not from huge chords, but from controlled space. Harmony, pick a key with emotional weight, F minor, G minor, D sharp minor, those classic zones. And here's the advanced approach. Write harmony as voice leading, not chord names. Start with a 2-chord or 4-chord loop, but make sure at least 2 notes stay common between each chord change. Then move only 1 or 2 voices by a semitone or whole tone. That creates the feeling of sadness and continuity even when the rhythm is aggressive. If you want a concrete example in F minor, you can try FM 9 to DB Maj 7 sharp 11 to AB add 9 to EB 6 9. But remember, the names don't matter as much as the movement. Keep voicings close, around C3 to C5, and let the pad sit behind drums, not on top of them. Optional Ableton trick. Throw the scale MIDI effect on the pad to lock yourself into natural minor at first. Then later, intentionally break it. That's how you get that one wrong note that hurts in a good way without falling into random mistakes. Now build the sub. Jungle subs are clean and consistent, because the breaks are already busy. Create a MIDI track called SUB. Load operator. Algorithm A only. Sine wave. Attack basically instant, 0 to 10 milliseconds. Release 120 to 250 milliseconds so notes end cleanly and don't smear the groove. Add saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. You're not trying to distort it, you're trying to give it a spine so it translates on smaller speakers. EQ8, low pass around 120 to 180 Hz to keep it pure. If you want, add a gentle compressor, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms. Release 80 to 150 ms. Just control, not pumping. Composition note. Don't mirror the chords non-stop with your sub. The sub should answer the chord movement, not narrate it. Think long notes and occasional pickup notes into changes. Bass is what makes the drop feel heavy. Next, the reverb or weight layer. This is your late night pressure, mostly mid-range. Create a MIDI track called Reese. Load wavetable. Two saws, detune slightly. Unison on classic. 4 to 7 voices. Amount 30 to 60%. Filter with LP24 again. Then build the chain. Saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB. Auto filter for movement. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/4, but keep the amount subtle. It's just a slow chew, not a wobble bass. EQ8. High pass at 80 to 110 so it doesn't fight the sub. If it bites your ears, notch somewhere around 2 to 4K. Blue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 ms. Release auto and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. T-move. Keep the reverb simpler than the sub. That sounds backwards, but it's real. Often it's root notes, occasional fifths, or drones that shift per section. The reverb is atmosphere and pressure, not melody. Quick teacher tip. Keep your low end disciplined. Put utility on the sub and set width to 0%. Mono. Always. And if you want stereo movement in the reverb, do it above the low band. You can split it with an audio effect rack, so the low part stays mono and the high part moves. Now the heart. Breaks. This is where jungle becomes jungle. If you're staying stock only, pull a break from Ableton's core library or packs like Breakbeats or whatever you have installed. Drag a break loop onto an audio track called Break A. Warp it. If you want the loop to breathe naturally, Complex Pro works. If you want tighter transients, use Beats mode. Preserve transients. Envelope around 50 to 80. Now right-click and slice to new MIDI track, slicing by transients. Ableton builds you a drum rack with each hit as a slice. This is your playground. Start with a classic DNB skeleton. Kickish hits on 1 and often around 11. Snare on 5 and 13. That's your grid. Then add jungle personality. Add ghost snares, slightly before or after the main snare. Add little kick pickups into transitions. And every 4 or 8 bars, do one tiny stutter at the end, like a 1/16th re-trigger. Small, controlled, identity. Groove is mandatory. Open the groove pool, grab an MPC 16 swing, something like 54 to 58, apply it at 20 to 40%. If you swing everything too hard, the breaks get drunk. Sometimes that's cool, but for emotional late-night rollers, you usually want forward motion with a little shuffle, not a stumble. Now layer a secondary break for texture. Create break B, a dustier loop. High pass it with EQ8 at 200 to 400 Hz so it's mostly air and grit. Then compress it into the main break so it breathes together. Use compressor with sidechain input from break A and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is a big one. Once your break pattern feels right, commit to audio early. Resample the break group to a new audio track and start doing edits there. Reverses, repeats, fades. Quick mutes. You'll stop tweaking MIDI forever and you'll make bolder, more musical decisions. Now tops and cymbals. Controlled sparkle, not EDM sheen. Create a tops group. Use a drum rack with a tight closed hat, a grainy ride or shuffle hat, and maybe a crash or air hit that you only use as a section marker. Program hats mostly in 8th notes with velocity variation. A 1/16th fill every 8 bars. Use crashes only for the drop, mid-change, or outro. If you crash every 8 bars out of habit, it stops feeling like a moment. On the tops group, EQ8 high pass 250 to 500 Hz. Saturator with 1 to 3 dB drive. Utility width 120 to 150%, but keep your kick and snare mono. If anything starts smearing, bring width down. Now sidechain, but musical sidechain. No huge pumping. On the sub, put compressor. Sidechain from break A or from a dedicated trigger track. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. And only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You want micro ducking so the break stays dominant. On pad and reese, duck a little more, like 2 to 4 dB. Let drums lead the story. Now arrangement. This is where advanced composition shows up. Anyone can make a loop. You're going to tell a nighttime story. Bars 1 to 16. Intro. Atmos and foreshadowing. Pad plays, but keep it filtered. Ring in distant break crumbs. Put an auto filter on the break and keep cutoff low, 300 to 800 HC, and slowly open it. Add tiny ear candy, resample the pad, reverse it, let it swell into reverb. If you want dream blur, put grain delay at a very low mix, like 5 to 12%. It should feel like air moving, not like an obvious effect. Advanced intro upgrade, make it feel like you're entering the room. Start with only the returns audible. Print a reverb tail from your pad, fade that in first, and only later bring in the dry pad. Memory first, source second. Instant cinema. Bar is 17 to 48. Drop A. Full breaks and sub. Reese comes in low in the mix, mostly mid-range. Pad should get out of the way down low. Keep it emotional but not crowded. Here's your 8-bar movement rule. Every 8 bars, pick just one move. A quick break mute for a quarter bar. A snare fill from a slice retrigger. A chord inversion change. Or a tiny bass pickup note. One move, not five. If everything changes all the time, nothing feels like an event. And start using negative space bars. Every 8 or 16, plan one bar where something meaningful disappears. Sub for bar, hats for half a bar, pad drops out and you only hear its tail. Silence is an impact tool. Bars 49 to 64, mid variation, emotional focus. Pull the sub for 4 bars, or go halftime with it. Let chords breathe. Use echo throws on ghost snares by automating the send to the delay return. One throw can feel more emotional than adding a whole new lead. Advanced variation idea. Change register, not chords. Keep the same progression, but move the pad voicing up an octave for part of the mid. Then add a single very quiet low drone note underneath. Same harmony, new emotional angle. Bar is 65 to 96, drop B. Darker, heavier, but not louder. Same harmony, but make the soundstage change. Open the Reese filter a little for bite, add a second hat line or ride, and commit to a new micro chop every 4 bars. And here's a pro contrast trick. Make drop B darker by removing highs, not adding layers. Automate a gentle high shelf down on the music bus, and narrow the stereo image slightly. The breaks feel more in your face, and the section reads as heavier without you cranking levels. Bars 97 to end, outro. Trip layers in reverse order, but leave one atmospheric motif, your anchor, so it feels finished rather than just muted. This audio version is shortened for playback.